Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I am so glad you have joined us today on this 4th of July in the United States of America, where we celebrate Independence Day. We thank God for allowing us to come together one more time. We thank God for breath in our bodies today with activity of our limbs, with a mind to be able to go before the throne of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you today saying thank you, saying we love you, we adore you, we worship you, we magnify your name. We recognize that we cannot live, we cannot move without you allowing us to do that, and we appreciate you. And Lord, we pray especially for those people across the world who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we lift up those people that are blinded by deception and blinded by Satan's temptations, blinded by their lack of self-esteem and knowing that you love them no matter what. Lord, we pray today that you would save their souls, that you would touch their heart, where they will give up and turn away from sin and embrace you as Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray that today, that they will do it before it's everlasting too late, that they will not enter into eternity not knowing Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, have mercy on them today. Lord, those that are struggling with addiction, they want to be set free, but they don't know how. Lord, send somebody in their life that will share the good news of Jesus Christ and help them to embrace the good news and believe that all things are possible. Believe that they can be set free. Believe that their life can be turned around, that God has all power. Lord, we come before you on this Sunday. Lord, calling out to you on behalf of unsaved people all over the world. Lord, have mercy on them. Save them before it's everlasting too late. And Lord, we lift up the saved people today, the ones that have embraced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord, strengthen them. Strengthen them in their walk with you. Help them to grow in you. Help them to depend upon you. Oh, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like, that they would be strengthened in you today. Oh, glory to God, that they will be strengthened in you. Lord, strengthen the spiritual leaders all over this world, that they will lead their congregations in the truth of the word of God. Whether it's in a, no matter what country they're in, third world country or first world country, but Lord, strengthen the leaders. Hallelujah. That their message is not political, but their message true. In the name of Jesus. so that their congregants, the members of their congregation, can hear the word and hold on to the word of God. Not the word of politicians, not the word of some kind of false theory that's going on in this world, but they would present the undiluted word of God so that their members can hold on and can grow. Lord, do something with the leaders that they will stand on your word and that they will trust in you and they would not lead the sheep astray. Lord, remember the politicians, remember the presidents all over the world, the people in the government all over the world. Lord, shut down the corruption in the name of Jesus. Shut down the greed. We're all they're concerned about is gathering money, money, money. And the people that they're representing is poorer and poorer and poorer. Lord, move by your spirit. Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord. We need more of you. And Lord, we thank you for providing all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Thank you, Father God, for removing lack from us and putting in abundance, abundance of health, abundance, hallelujah, of faith, joy, abundance of peace. Most important, an abundance of a refilling of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We give you the glory. We say hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise. Oh, we wave our hands before you. We wave before you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah on this day. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Holy Spirit, meet us right where we are. Allow the wind of the Holy Spirit to blow on us. Allow a fresh anointing to come upon us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Move us to higher heights and deeper depths in you and go before us this week. Prepare our footsteps. Cover us with the blood of Jesus as we go forth this week, leading and guiding us where to go, when to get there, and how to get there. That a shield of protection will be around us, and that the enemy will not be able to penetrate us. That we are surrounded and covered by the Spirit of God. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for covering us. Thank you, Lord, for shielding us. Thank you, Lord, for opening up our spiritual eyes. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for giving us a spirit of discernment. Thank you for opening up our ears that we will hear what you're saying to us, that we can be awake and not asleep. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Search our hearts If there's anything in us that's not like you, take it out, remove it, purge it, Lord. Purge it, Lord. Hallelujah. Purge it, Lord. Remove everything that's not like you. And, Lord, give us more of you. We want to be more like you. Oh, hallelujah. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a peaceful and prosperous week in the Lord. Always trusting and depending on Him for everything. God bless you. This is Dr. Winda. Have peace and blessings. Bye-bye.